Blog Talk Radio.
Morning. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually to be in my mouth. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Today is January the 14th, 2023. Happy New Year, January 2023. And we're taking charge and living life to the fullness. I am your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers, and we honor the host, Dr. Maria Carey, on this morning, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries. And we have a spirit-filled lesson on today, so we're going to get right to it. I have some announcements. Please keep the ministry, the Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc., in your prayers as we undergo changes and restructuring. Keep Dr. Maria Carey in your prayers because she's in Buffalo, New York, for a funeral of a God sister. Please keep the Griffin, the Kingsby's family in your prayers. Please consider donating to the Amazing Grace Ministry, Inc. You can send that donation to P.O. Box 43-8411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. And thank you to those who have sent in a donation. They are well appreciated. To everyone listening in Radio Land, we decree blessings unto you this new year. If you're blessed by this talk show, we need you to express it via text, email, or comment on our lesson page. Text 309-750-7584 or email amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital A, AmazingGraceMinistries@gmail.com. And we are on the air every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. And we have an exciting lesson. So please tune in. To connect to this lesson live, the link is http://tobtara.com/s/12186502. Let's get into our lesson explained. We have a word on today, your mind. Illuminate your heart and to lift you to a greater level in the Lord Jesus Christ. We will take you on a journey to great peace, to a greater hope and closer to Jesus as we encounter life in this new year. The theme for this month of January is Divinely Called in 2023. The lesson for the second Saturday in January is, like David, I will encourage myself. This is a practical application on how to encourage oneself in the Lord. My text is coming from 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, the 5th through the 7th verse, and I'll be reading from the King James Version. And David's two wives were taken captive, Ahinoam, the Jezreelite, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because of the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. Introduction. We're living in hard times. We are coming out of rough waters from a global pandemic, and yet the efforts of COVID-19 still continues to challenge us. In addition, there are new strains popping up. There are problems with food supplies. Gas prices are high. There's crime happening on a daily basis going on in our neighborhoods. In addition, in natural disasters, flooding, volcanoes erupting, snowstorms, mudslides, and mass poverty in countries like Haiti, wars, Russia and Ukraine. If you were to assess the last year, 2022, and determine how many the deliberating forces we have faced, it would be too many to count. We would say thank God for a new year, because the past year, we family members, the jobs you had last year, you don't have this year. Matter of fact, some things you just had last week, we don't have now. David was just in that kind of situation, dealing with the same stuff that we are dealing with now. David was shocked when he saw Ziklag burn. His family was gone. His city was burned. His possessions were stolen. His men were turned against him, and he was away from his country. He was all alone. He was discouraged because of the decisions he had made to follow Achish into the battle against Israel. He was grieving over his losses, and he was distressed because his men wanted to stone him. There's nothing wrong with crying a while. Matter of fact, I've cried my own tears last year, and some already in the new year. But he didn't lose hope. Even when there wasn't an immediate sign of hope, let me give you a history of David. David and his men was avoiding Saul's persecution. King of Philistine gave David the city of Ziklag. David killed the giant of Philistines when he was in his teens. He was given possession by the Philistine king of Gath named Achish, 1 Samuel 27 and 6. David found refuge from this king twice when he was fleeing Saul. David was corrected for being so forward to go with the Philistines to fight against Israel. In 1 Samuel, the 29th chapter, we find the Philistines gathered together at Jezreel to fight against Israel. This is the fight that cost Saul and Jonathan's life. The Philistines denied David and his army to be part of the fight against Israel. Therefore, David was sent back to Ziklag. What was the city of Ziklag? Ziklag was a place which possessed a special interest from its having been the residence and the private property of David. You say, well, why encouragement? Courage means to give support, confidence, or hope to someone, give support and advice to someone so that they will do or continue to do something, to help or stimulate, an activity, state, or view to develop. Why is encouragement so important according to the Bible? Whether you are suffering from depression or simply needing encouragement, the Bible has many encouraging passages that can give you hope and strength. Encouragement is defined as an expression of support or approval, or it's words or actions that assist or inspire someone or something. When you praise a child and encourage him to keep trying, this is an example of encouragement. Satan is a model for discouragement. During times of weakness, Satan will use his favorite tools to wreck our confidence. He will use discouragement, deception, and disappointment toward God and his purpose for our life. Jeremiah 29:11. Jeremiah 29:11, I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disasters, to give you a future and a hope." Discouragement is far his favor. The base word for discouragement means to deprive of or cause to lose courage. Get away. Courage. From courage, spirit. It is Satan's plan to lead us away from a spirit of courage. Let's get into the lesson. David would not stay discouraged or depressed. Neither would he allow fear being stoned stop him from getting to God. Instead, David encouraged himself in the Lord. He had to get with God before he could do anything. And when you are in such a state, the Lord will use such a thing to draw you to him as well. In verse 1 through 5, we found that the Amalekites attacked Ziklag in David's absence, and the desolation they made there seemed hopeless. They surprised the city when it was left unguarded, plundered it, burned it, and carried all the women and children captive. The Amalekites wanted revenge on David for the havoc that he had done to them when he invaded their country in 1 Samuel 27. David left himself naked and wide open. What has been stolen from you? What valuable thing have been stolen that translated into disappointment, loss of hope, loss of vision, and enthusiasm? If the devil does not steal your hope and enthusiasm, he defeats it. Steal your hope, your enthusiasm, your heart. The aim of the devil is your heart and hopes. When you are hopeful, you are alive. The problem with us is that we expect that our zigzag, and that's whatever that may be, whatever your zigzag may be, will never get stolen. However, stuff and things happen in our lives, and bad things happen to good people. Job is a prime example. So here's the deal. The message for the year 2023, stuff is going to happen. And the devil will steal, but we are to attack to recover all that the enemy has stolen from us. Enthusiasm, faith, hope, joy, and others. As long as you need to. But get up, wrap up your tears, and fight. You encourage yourself in the Lord when you fight. You do that when you praise God. Hallelujah. Praise him in the good times and praise him when things are not going well. David encouraged himself. There are 5 points, aspects to this lesson. In the Lord's presence, in the Lord's protection, in the Lord's provision, in the Lord's promise, and in the Lord's perspective. In the Lord's presence, God has always been with him. And he is with you at this very moment. It's easy to lose sight of him when the events around you overshadow his presence. God never leaves you, particularly in times of distress. When you feel all alone, he's right there with you. In the Lord's protection, that's the path. David had seen the hand of the Lord in his protection again and again, against the bear, against the lion, against Goliath, and against the Philistines. Saul and Saul's men. The Lord will continue to protect him. When you are grieving and discouraged, you need to remember all the times and all the ways that the Lord had protected you. In the Lord's provision, that's presence. The Lord has been so good to meet all of David's needs, and he was meeting David's needs even in this trial. Remember that the Lord's provisions are abundant. When you need money to pay a bill next week, It matters not whether the money is in your bank account or not. It'll be there when you need it. In the Lord's promises, the future, God had promised David that he would be the king of Israel. Samuel had anointed him. God wasn't going to abandon him now, and he wasn't going to let the grieved men stone him. We need to trust God's promises in times of discouragement. Even when loved ones pass away, God will get us through. In the Lord's perspective, you usually have to be in a place like this to really learn how to trust God. David prayed, 1 Samuel 30 and 8, and God answered prayer. He and his men recovered all, 1 Samuel 8, 18 through 19. Look at the good side. They were returned from the battle in time to attack. They didn't end up fighting in a battle in which Saul and Jonathan was killed, 1 Samuel 31, but they recovered all, and no one was molested. They ended up with extra spoil and shared it with those who had sustained them, 1 Samuel 30, 26 through 31. They weren't even going to need Ziklag again since they were moving back. Enemy they defeated were the Amalekites, Exodus 17, 14. In the midst of all this trouble, there were many good things going on. David could not have seen all of the victories, these things, in the moment he saw their city burned and their possessions and family missing. But God could see them. Therefore, we have to trust that God's perspective is better than ours. In the Lord, we can be fully encouraged. 6 points are clear in this 30th chapter. David encouraged himself. David was given direction from God. David pursued the enemy. David attacked and devoured his enemies, the Amalekites. David recovered all that had carried off. In conclusion, once you have been encouraged from God, then you can go on. You're going to find yourself right where David was one of these days. The Lord is there with you, and he is the one who will get you through where you need to be. Encourage yourself in the Lord the way that David encouraged himself. Donald Lawrence, a gospel music songwriter and producer, recorded a song that should resonate with believers living in the 21st century. It's entitled, Encourage Yourself. Each verse and chorus repeats the need to continue moving forward when everything and everyone is pushing you back or holding you down. And it reads, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak over yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Now, I know we typically think of encouragement as coming from outside ourselves, but it's important to remember that we as believers have a personal responsibility to speak over and encourage ourselves in the Lord. As we begin to live out our lives in this 2023, we must keep our focus on Christ and encourage ourselves in the Lord. We are now in the month of January, but we have 11 more months to go on in this year. There are going to be some good days, and there are going to be some bad days. But in the end, God is in control, and God will bring us through. The promise one would could through the line of King David. It also indicates that the Messiah was more than just the Savior. Luke 1, 32, 33, King James Version. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob. Kingdom there shall be no end. Let us pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name. Father God of heaven and earth, we come humbly before your throne of God. Oh God, you're so good to us. You're so kind. Your mercies endure forever and endure to all generations. Oh God, before we ask you for anything, just allow us to thank you for everything. Lord God, we thank you for who you are. You are truly the Lord of lords. You are the King of kings. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of peace. And we thank you on this morning, God. Lord God, thank you for every listener on this line, God. Hallelujah. Lord God, make sure you go and touch, God. Hallelujah. Lord God, look on Dr. Carrie, God, as she is in New York, God. Hallelujah. Look on her family, God. Look on the Kingsbury family, God. Hallelujah. Then, Lord God, look on our leaders, God. Look on my leader, Lord God, the special assistant superintendent, Dr. Byron L. Gibbs and Lady Gibbs, God. Look on our assistant pastor, the elder and evangelist Reginald Johnson, God. Hallelujah. Look on the mothers, God. Hallelujah. Mother Garnett, Mother Lucky, God. Hallelujah. Mother Moore, God. All the mothers, God. Oh, God. Mother Norman, God. Mother Maxine, God. Hallelujah. Look on Sister Christine and Pat, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you know what they need, God. And then, Lord God, look on the ministerial staff, God. Look on Dad Ellis, God. Hallelujah. Touch his mind, God. Give him peace, God. Hallelujah. Give your people peace, God. Peace that is needed, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And then, Lord God, we actually look on the ushers, God. Hallelujah. The doorkeepers, God. Look on them, God. Bless your people, God. Look on the musicians, God. Hallelujah. The young people and the lay members, God. Hallelujah. Then, God, look on every listener, God. One by one, name by name, God. You know what they need, God. Hallelujah. Meet the need, God. Oh, God, we ask you just to be with us, Lord God. Hallelujah. Every day, God, in every way, God. Hallelujah. Lord, you're so good to us, God. We're giving you the glory. We're giving you the honor, Lord God. Look on the bereaved family today, God, the Welches, God. Hallelujah. Look on our dean of music, God. Oh, God, continue to encourage those that have lost on last year, God, and even those that lost this year, God, that have lost loved ones, God. Continue to encourage their hearts, God. Hallelujah. Let them know that you're with them, God. Hallelujah. And keep into of your will, God. And we're giving you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise because it belongs to you, God. All of it belongs to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio, where your president and CEO is the Elder Dr. Maria Carey, and your co-host is yours truly, Evangelist Terry Rogers. Tune in next week, same time, and I'll be returning. Remember, God is still in control. Wear your mask. Be mindful. Hallelujah. And tell yourself, I will encourage myself in the Lord. Hallelujah. Be mindful and enjoy the remainder of your day. And I want you to go and have a wonderful day on purpose. Be blessed.